Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. It's the Don Black Declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla waitress. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meets preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Love.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do it on with Nip, K-Dot here better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. Without flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands for bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hey.
Hold up.
Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Ah! Ah!
Talk to him, Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, honorable Marcus.
We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag fly high. Flag fly high. Black fist in the sky with the side to side. It's the flag fly high.
Colors forever, Garvey would never die. On my nine in the throne ready, let's take a ride. Tax won't fix, men don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still bad, glorious. Black power represents us. You either rolling with Africa or against us.
Flag fly high,
come on.
Because you're a Baptist, they hang you because you're black. They don't attack me because I'm a Muslim, they attack me because I'm black. They attack all of us for the same reason. All of us catch hell from the same enemy. We're all in the same bag, in the same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of them from the same enemy. The government has failed us. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century and you walking around here singing, "We shall overcome," the government has failed us. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing. Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging.
Next to their white wives. Isn't that right? Psych. You have to look at that because I say, oh, somebody's saying it's racism and that it's about white genetic annihilation. So we'll show a whole lot of our white women with black men, and we'll show black men who have 15 black women, white women apiece. That'll convince them it's not about white genetic annihilation. But the very moment they're showing that, thousands of black men are dying in the streets. Those few little things that they show you on TV or pushing the effeminization of black men through the sitcoms and making black people laugh at it because they don't understand what's going on. And they laugh at it and they have their children laugh at it because they don't understand the whole game is about white genetic survival. Preventing white genetic annihilation.
Every emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I saw a Molotov cocktail at the precinct. You know how we think. Organize the hood under our chain banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Shout out to black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell.
Cause the world is controlled by the white male, and the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks, denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
Your average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male, and the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
Crimes that are ignored on college campuses and universities branded criminals, sent to juvie, sent to the big house eventually, and then when released, subject to legalized discrimination for the rest of their lives. That's how the system works. And it has resulted in a massive new undercast in the United States. Now, most people, you know, tell me that they believe, as I once did, you know, that drug use or drug dealing was more common in poor communities of color, but every study, every government-funded study that has been done now for decades has shown that people of color are no more likely to use or sell illegal drugs than whites, that in fact white youth are more likely to engage in more drug dealing and the use of more serious drugs and are more prone to drug abuse than African Americans. But it is poor black and brown kids who are being arrested, branded as felons for often nonviolent or crime
and learn self-control. If the society moves our children into black-on-black violence because it engages them in frustration and the dealing with their frustrations in incorrect ways, then we must train our children to be task-oriented, to solve the causes of problems and not engage in dealing with the symptoms of problems. We must teach them to discern the sources of their frustration and remove those sources and tear them out from the root. We must teach them how to use their anger and aggressive feelings positively. Every emotion that is in the human mind is there for a positive reason, and they must be used for positive reasons. Anger is a positive emotion if it is used correctly. So is aggression. God did not put anger and aggression in you just for negative purposes alone, but we must be taught how to use those things. We must teach them to be resourceful and how to get around those frustrations, to develop social intelligence, skills, and competence. We must teach them coping strategies for stress. If they displace their anger and use their anger to attack themselves and destroy themselves and to destroy others like themselves, we must get them to know their real enemy. We must get them to recognize that this enemy, this white man, is only a man, that he bleeds and dies like any other man. We must read to him the history of our African fathers as they cut down and mowed down the white man and how they were only betrayed by their own cupidity. We must have them understand that. Let them read the story of the Egyptians as they cut, the Ethiopians as they cut down the Italian armies, and read the stories of the other Africans as they cut down the white armies. Bush thinks he's gotten away with this little game, but it's not over. It's not over. By the very fact that he engaged in this war, we now know what his game plan is. We now know his weaknesses and his strengths. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, his strength is his weakness. Understand? And we're going to teach our children how to tear up the soft underbelly of this dragon and this monster called white America. I was down in Tuskegee last weekend, and I saw the Chappie James Aerospace Center. Interesting. But one thing we've learned about this war here is that once we get an Air Force, we're ready. And so we're going to set them up. The only thing that got this man across was he was not resisted in the air. And we will meet him in the air and on the ground.
We say black power for our family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense live nightly radio broadcasting. Like every night at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 Pacific Time, you tune in right here to the same black place. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. The new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, you're here live with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katib Sadiq, on this broadcast, which marks the 500th day. 500 days of no holds barred, uncut, raw, straight to the point, truth, proof, and fact. As we have given, you've heard field reports from all across the nation, from our great comrades here at the new Black Panther Party, right here on this broadcast, for 500 days. You have heard we've brought in many great guests from the powerful warrior scholars that we have throughout our African nation. We have brought them on this broadcast. You've heard that on this broadcast here now for 500 days. We are totally decimated and destroyed. Any lie, any false technology that have come out in the controlled press of the white media that have come out against us when it is related to this COVID-19 planned pandemic, that have come out against the escalation of the pigs murdering our brothers and sisters in this nation, and all of the lies that have come out of an open war that we face, or at least the escalation of open war against the freedom fight. You've heard that on this broadcast. Day 500 tonight, we have made the bold statement, and we have backed it by our action on the ground in the battlefield of this American government. You have seen the new Black Panther Party. We have been on the scene throughout the streets of America. And we have made the bold statement and backed it by our actions that the apocalypse is now. These are the days of Armageddon. These are the days of the escalation of war, that great war that we have seen has been prophesied by our great warrior ancestors who we give thanks to. The apocalypse is now. And on this broadcast tonight, our topic is the way of the warrior and the people's struggle, as we are very wound up in at this very moment. We broadcast here tonight. We are inspiring the masses of our people to fight for your liberation, for your salvation, to fight with those who fight for our nation. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense at a time of escalation of warfare. Where would you rather be? We ask this humbly to our people. Would you rather be a cotton-picking nigger, or would you rather be a stand-up warrior, freedom fighter, frontline vanguard? Time to get on the ground. It's time to fight for what it is that we so desire. Let us all bring our natural talent and skills to the table. But there's a way. There's a code of conduct. There's rules and regulations. There's protocol. There's black law involved, but you gotta have heart. You cannot be a coward. You cannot be a punk, a chump, backwards. You have to be moving in line with your African center, where it's speaking to the warrior class. Bring your natural skills to the table. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. To our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, the great national central committee that we have, all of our comrades around the nation, mbpp.org. Support the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Financially, you can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. Send a Cash App, send a donation to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Some of us truly, with our reluctancy to deal with the issues of our community, the best thing that we can do, if it's the only thing that we can do, is to send a few dollars to the way of the warrior. But just don't get in the way of the warrior, because you're getting in the way of the people. Here tonight on this broadcast, our stance on injustice in this nation have only grown stronger. We are on this broadcast. This is the people's broadcast. We're looking for the participation of the people. How do you participate tonight? Press the number one. We want to hear from you. You see, as we look through the many guests that have called in tonight, we see we have our Deputy National Field Marshal, Brother King Thamir Shabazz, on this line. I know that's you, brother. I hear you. I feel you. Can you hear us as we broadcast here tonight?
Black power, black power.
Yes, sir, black power. I want to get into some updates, family. I think we had our national chairwoman on the line earlier. I'm sure she called back in. I think we have many great, all of our great comrades throughout the new Black Panther Party on this line. You know, who else we got? Who else I can see on the line right now? I'm looking. I see our National Minister of Communications on the line. I see Brother Emmanuel on the line, the chairman out of Houston, Texas. I see Brother Abdul out of Atlanta. We have many great comrades and many listeners who call in here every night. If this is your first time listening to this broadcast, we're going to get straight down to it, right? You just have to follow along. In the cases of murder that we've seen at the hands of this nation, we understand that this is the best time. This is a critical time for the warrior. We can all agree on this. It's a critical time for the warrior. There's more need for the warrior now than there ever has been, family. That is why we're inspiring the warrior class to step to the front line. Look at all that we're dealing with. We see an escalation of an already open war, a general war against black people, black against white. It has always been a civil war, so there's no civil war to look forward to. It has always been anarchy and military or martial law. There is no martial law, military law to look forward to. Only the escalation of. We're saying on this broadcast that not only is there a continuation of a brutal genocidal war, and the aims of this war are to decrease the population of black people in this nation and across the African diaspora, using different devices of genocide and ethnic cleansing. We understand that these are crimes of international crimes that extend outside of the kangaroo courts of the white government of this nation. We understand that these crimes have been sought at and charged to many other nations, but America has seemed to dodge. The eyes and the courtrooms of the international court have seemed to dodge every sort of, you know, any kind of recompense for their crime. But we say in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we do not believe or put in to our belief or give any power to anybody but ourselves. So if we're to charge this white man with the crimes of injustice against our people, we are then to do it ourselves. We say that it is a time now more than ever that there is a necessity, that there is a critical need for a warrior. If we were on a threat level scale, this would be threat level white. It is extremely dangerous to walk the streets of America for black children. Even more so dangerous to walk the streets of America for black women. And imagine the danger then there must be to walk the streets as a black man. Because when we walk through the streets of America unwarrior-like, when we are not walking in a perfect manner as if we are in war and at war, we find ourselves at the end of the guns and the batons and the butt of the police cruisers, the bottom of the boots and the end of the fist of these goddamn pigs. That is what we find in this nation, crime after crime of pig murder. And if it's not the pigs of the critical nature of our people just walking the streets of America, minding their own damn black business, it is the white vigilante, the Arab vigilante, the damn Asians and the Latino and all of them in between who come after black people. That's why we say that today is a critical time and a more critical moment. And I would even go so far as a personal opinion to say that it is a more critical time than ever. It is a time more than ever that we call to the roll call, we call to the front, the warrior. We're not talking about everyday average folk. We want to be clear. We're talking about those who know front and first person. You know what it means to fight for the liberation. What is the cost? What is the sacrifice? Truly, we will say, family, humbly, there is no pat on the back. There is no rubbing on the shoulders and asking if who and who isn't okay, or who has sacrificed what, that is simply reciprocal form the nation of who the warrior serves. And we serve a mighty nation. But we find that the response to the work that is done by the warrior, many times it is blocked out by the controlled white press, or it is clearly ignored due to the ignorance that is fostered through the many distractions at the hands of the wicked propaganda system of Europhilia. But let us be clear. In this day, we are seeing the rise of the warrior class. If you are not involved in the actions of freedom and liberation, simply to take the streets in your community and feed those who have nothing to eat. You think we say this to try to make ourselves look good, but we already look good. We already know we're on the side of righteousness. We have no reason to turn our nose up or turn our nose down or turn our back on our nation because we know the cost that we have, that we are sacrificing so much. So we say this humbly to just go out and feed people, black people, who are on the streets. Many times we drive past and we judge them. We never stop to think of the wicked criminal enterprise, the wicked white cracker devil mafia of America that keeps the condition so that we find ourselves face first in the filth of America. We don't stop to think that many times. It is not until you take the time to serve the people, take the time to be a servant and not taking from the people, take the time to put something into the community and not pulling something out or going to one community and not bringing back what you made or what you have there, you find yourself more humble. You find yourself with a clear understanding of the way of a warrior. What does it take? What are we talking about? To go and to the streets of America when a black man has been murdered by another black man or a black woman has been murdered by another black woman. We don't want to take accountability for the things that we see. Sure, the American government has used so-called black-on-black crime to make statistical analysis and fancy scientific statistics to try to prove some point that doesn't exist, that we are just wild and out of control, and we just, come on, people. White folks kill white folks and kill other people all the time. But one of us dead in the streets of America, and it is not a death that is related to the fight of our struggle and liberation, is enough for the warrior to take accountability and do something, even if it's just one. So we see both sides of the argument. So we have no reason to debate it because we see both sides of the argument. To take the streets of America when pigs murder our people, which is every day. Some is shown on the news. Some are shown on social media. Some we have no idea about. Until years later, they murdered Brother Ronald Green in 2019. They said it was a fatal car crash. A year later, we found that they had beat to death Brother Ronald Green. Brother Stephen Stiles was lynched in Douglasville, Georgia. No police came to do a proper investigation or anything of that nature. Nor, in fact, it was the call of a warrior. It was the call of a warrior and our comrade, Brother Ozone. It was a call that went out from a warrior to the warriors, and the warriors who answered the call was the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We answered the call, and we went to Douglasville, Georgia. And we met Brother Ozone in Atlanta. And we were on the ground at the pig department in Douglasville, Georgia, where we stood in just in righteousness for defense of the truth that took for us to go there in a militant manner, for the pigs to even release pictures, just pictures of the crime scene. They hung up on the family and turned down the family's inquiries for pictures or to ask any questions. I went into the boardroom where the pigs were, and some of the warriors went inside of the building. Brother Ozone was there. I was there. And I sat at the table, and the pig was so disrespectful. It was a cheap, big, black nigger pig. A nigger pig. Just disrespectful. But Brother Ozone handled this pig and all the other pigs in the room. It came a time where they wanted us to leave the room to show pictures to the family of Brother Stephen Styles in private. We wouldn't do it. And they were forced to do what the Warriors asked them to do. Soon after that, we had Brother Ozone on our live stream on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and share, comment to the New Black Panther Party's YouTube channel. Find the New Black Panther Party on YouTube. You know, give us a shout out, like, and subscribe to the page. We had Brother Ozone on our YouTube live stream, and we had the brother on as he discussed the different aspects of the case. We know now that what we've seen of the 23-second edited, revised footage released from the body camera of the Daytona Beach Pig Department showed the pigs doing what they are known to do, assault, racially profile, push up and shove up on innocent free black men and black women all the time. They even racially profiling and approaching him. We do not belong to America. So even that, and I say it all the time, they violated and they committed a crime from the moment that the video was released. You see a crime being committed when they took our brother and held him against his will in a manner. Even when they initiated the so-called manhunt to hunt a free man, a man who does not belong to you, a man who you have no jurisdictional sovereign right over by any documentation, is against every law that is against the nature of life. They hunted the brother down, kidnapped the brother, held him in the pig department in DeKalb County, Georgia, held him in inhumane conditions. New Black Panther Party went to Atlanta, Georgia to see about our brother, and we found out that information. And shortly after that, 15 minutes into our radio broadcast that night, we found ourselves surrounded by many instances of gunfire, automatic rifle and pistol gunfire in 360 degrees of direction for where we were at. We held the line, we covered down, we did what we had to do to defend our lives and were and still are willing to pay whatever cost that comes with defending our lives. This was filmed. This was broadcasted because we know the power of media, and we know that it needed to be. There have been attempts by YouTube and these damn devils to block the information, calling it harassment and calling it cyberbullying. We know this is foolishness. When we went to investigate the scene of where the crime was committed by the pig against Brother Ozone, that's the crime we've seen committed. We left the scene, and then not too soon after we left the scene, we were contacted by the people who told us that the scene was swarming with the damn devil, swarming with the pigs everywhere. We told them, send us a video, take pictures shortly after we received the video. And there were 8, 9, 10 pig cruisers, pig vans, helicopters, and all of this lined up, ready to get a reactionary response from a revolutionary people, trying to get some type of situation of open gunplay. We need to recognize the seriousness of who we are and recognize what is going on. We have an update from Brother Ozone coming from our national chairwoman. I want to take the time to read this update. And we'd like for everyone who has been supporting Brother Ozone to continue to do this. You can do this by going to justice4ozone.com. You can also go to westandwithozone.com. Here's the update. Black Power. Black Power, from our national chairwoman, Ozone called me today and said that he is fine considering the circumstances. And asked for us to tell everyone that he is staying prayed up. It is in a humane cell, unlike he was in Georgia. He said he wants everyone to support him to know that he is very thankful. He stressed that he needs everyone to be peaceful, unified, and disciplined when advocating for him. It is being alleged by the jail that people have sent threats. If anyone is sending threats, to please stop. He says he is a man of peace and justice, and anyone who supports him should do the same. He looks forward to letters and asks for unbanned books. They have to be paperback and sent to him straight from the online book company. He says shalom and black power. And again, we say free ozone, but it is more than just a hashtag. It's more than just a saying. We find that we have in our nation right now, I mean, a very serious issue that we must address as a warrior class of the framing, the surveillance, the counterintelligence operations and activities that are used by the state against the warrior, against the people, right? Because we the people too. We have to begin to address and attack and defend against the counter-revolutionary actions that take place by Negroes who go along and are inspired by the counter-intelligence operations by the white man. The counterintelligence operations inspire the counter-revolutionary operations. And whether knowingly or unknowingly, many niggas who claim to be revolutionary, who claim to be warriors, have made it their business to attempt to defame and destroy the character of our national chairwoman and of this formation and of the good name of the new Black Panther Party. We must defend that. These are the things that are on the warrior's plate. There are many things. These are a few key things that are on the warrior's plate. So we want to be very clear when we talk about warriors. Who are we directing these messages to? Who are we talking to? We heard in the opening of this broadcast, we heard from many of our great ancestors. How grateful are we to be able to even have the ability to play messages from those who, man, some of us today really should take notes. We find many of us trying to emulate the great, but not willing to sacrifice or take on the mold of which you're emulating. That's worship. False idolatry. It's blasphemy, really, to the ancestors. We should be carrying on the work, not trying to emulate, and then you're trying to replicate, but you find that you cannot. That is not natural to be something that already exists. Well, the physical bodies of our ancestors have left, but many of the messages, much of the work is undone, but it's being done today by the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Our great warrior comrades and our allies, we have been very clear on this wicked biological and chemical warfare. You take that vaccine, your ass is good as gone. We have to be straight. We can no longer cut corners with this. We've brought it down to a science on this. Last night's broadcast, we straight brought it down to a science. We are saying that if you take this vaccine, you are putting yourself in danger and everybody around you in danger. Don't take that damn vaccine. Continue to boost your immune system. These are the things that we should be propagating in our communities. These are the things that we should be holding events on, things that we should be holding community meetings on, things that we should be organizing on. There should be nothing left to be said about what should we do or what can we do when there's so much on the warrior's plate. We are talking to the warrior class tonight and every night. We appeal to the masses of black folks. Maybe sometimes we don't if you're ignorant or afraid to come into the knowledge itself. Nobody can give anyone up. Can only inspire through the actions that we take. We have to really say black power to those who are speaking out. We understand that time and time again, this cracker uses different devices and systems and surveillance and just getting Negroes to just snitch, just getting Negroes to be counter-revolutionary, to frame, lock up, and put false charges against our comrades. It's been happening for too damn long. There's something to be said about the political prisoners of the black nation, Black Panther Party political prisoners. There's something to be said about right now how there is an open war, an extension of an open war against the revolutionary, where they're attempting to create a culture of fear around nationalism, around being the militant, and around simply being black. So they put black in front of nationalists. They put black in front of militant. When they don't have to say nationalist or white, but we know it's white nationalism. Don't let the white man fool you. It is good to be a nationalist. It's good to be a militant. And we say to everybody listening here tonight, we should stand up and we should right our political prisoners. These are brothers and sisters. If we get it together and stop being chumps and get our nation going like it should be, they have representation of a black nation. And they have the representation now. Let's work harder. We have, of course, we have our National Deputy Field Marshal, Brother King Same on the line with us. I see we have our National Chairwoman, Sister Crystal here live. Can you hear us, Sister Crystal?
I can. Black Power is, you know, I just love kicking back, just listening to the comrades, you know what I'm saying? Listening to the great minds of our nation, our black nation, that we hear the audio clips from on our radio shows, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, want to thank our people, you know what I'm saying, who are staying solid and staying 100 against all odds. You know, it's so many haters out there, so many obstacles, but you know, that's just how it go, you know what I'm saying? In actuality, the shit that we going through compared to what our ancestors went through is, you know, everything that we are dealing with is overcomable, is what I want to get at, compared to what our ancestors suffered, you know what I'm saying? So, well, I want people to be in the spirit of a warrior, you know what I'm saying? No matter what the enemy throws at you, you know what I'm saying? Dodge that shit, you know what I'm saying? Fight that shit, stand up against it, but never ever let it break you. Never ever let it fold, you know what I'm saying? Stay in tune with your creator, with our creator, you know what I'm saying? Have black love, you know what I'm saying, for your black beautiful people, you know what I'm saying? Resist the devil. Fuck the white man's wicked ass system, and everything that builds it up is to our destruction, you know what I'm saying? And embrace, you know what I'm saying, black businesses, black warriors, black people who are on the positive, and reject any form of coonanery, reject any form of niggerism, you know what I'm saying, aggressively. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, don't let it consume you, because we got a lot of battles on our plate, you know what I'm saying, in this movement, and it's very few of us. And those of us who are in the movement, we are constantly being challenged and tried. And we are also constantly being reached out to by people who need our help, who want our help, who reached out to people who just want to let us know that they care, but we need more people to step up in physical body, in your words that you speak, with your financial support. You know what I'm saying? I heard today from Brother Ozone for the first time in a couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? And before that, I got to talk to him for one day, you know, after we hadn't heard from him from a couple of weeks before that. Remember, he was kidnapped on June the 4th. So it's almost a month. But in this time period, a lot has taken place, a whole lot. Y'all know we have been trying to, you know, advocate for our comrade as he is our brother. You know what I'm saying? And this enemy is attacking him and is attacking him strictly because he's a freedom fighter. And I got to, you know what I'm saying? And I want to read a message to y'all real quick. Because when he called, he wanted me.
Read the update, Sister Crystal.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say also that, you know, when I spoke with him, you know, he was in good spirits, considering the circumstances, and it did, you know what I'm saying, it touched me in a manner you know, where to where it was, yeah, it was, I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying, I had a few tears going by, I didn't let them know, you know what I'm saying, because just to have the such a situation going on for him to be in such a circumstance, and he did say he's being severely tried, he didn't even know why his rights were taken away. It just went from him calling his family and talking to his family to them putting him on lockdown, no word, no nothing. He didn't find out till when he was able to talk to his children's mother earlier today and speak to myself what they alleged to have been the reason why they did that. And also, I wanted to let you guys know that not only did they take his rights away of communicating, they took away the rights of everyone in that jail, rights from being able to communicate with their family and people. And they're playing a very, you know, dirty game. But we got to be disciplined. We got to use wisdom. We need to support our brother. And at the same time, we need to know that this enemy is trying everything they can to divide us and to take us out. But we're not going to let that happen. I got a call coming in right now from my grandma, so I got to pass the mic. But to be able to pass the mic to King Samir, I know I'm good. And I'll hit y'all right back. Black Power.
Black Power. Right on. Right on. Black Power, King Samir.
Black Power. Black Power.
Really quick, I don't have nothing to say tonight. I am taking notes, and I'm listening swiftly. So tonight I am a student, and that is the role I am taking. Black Power.
Black Power. King Samir, and honored to have you in the class, Black Power. But truly, you all know how this broadcast works. We're going to tell the truth. You know, the King Samir Shabazz, we call our comrades the sword of truth, you know, because we recognize, you know, the nature of truth and what it means for the warrior class. We have to look at the different systems and the different codes of conduct that go into being a warrior, right? We're talking about that warrior class like Brother Ozone, that warrior class like Sister Crystal, that warrior class like King Samir, Brother Sharif Amenhotep, you know, that warrior class like Brother OG Bobby Johnson and Malik Maumau. That warrior class all across the New Black Panther Party National Central Committee, the warrior class. Come on, family. We have to understand what it takes. We talked last night about nationalism. And I would be remiss not to go into nationalism from the mind of one of our greatest who walks amongst us today, in Baba Baruti, who talks about nationalism, who talks about the way of a warrior, who talks about the code of conduct, characteristic, spirituality, education, down to the sexual relationship and relationships between the warrior, the relationship between the warrior and the community, and the book Message to the Warriors. And it has been a book that has been a great resurrector for the minds of Black people. But more importantly, as I asked Baba Baruti last time on his show, I asked him, did you know or did you feel that this book would be so powerful and speak so powerfully to the warriors? And he said, you know, it was just almost a side project. He didn't even expect for it to be so powerful, but it is. And we look at when he talks about nationalism, and he says nationalism is having great love and sense of loyalty and patriotism for one's nation, for one's people. And is an ultimate love of self, because you are your people. The more deeply you love them, the more deeply you can appreciate yourself. More than anything else, nationalism is an expression of the heart. And that is why we are heartfelt when we are doing the work for the people, but we are not per se emotional. It is very scientific when we look at it. But yes, we are natural people. Emotions get involved. But we are able to operate with such discipline that we take those emotions and we manifest them into great work.
the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, is the greatest example of nationalism in the modern-day liberation struggle for our people. And we are so thankful for those who show support. Of the many cases that we have to deal with, we put out publicly to the nation. They are not just cases. They are not just stories. They are cold, hard realities that we suffer every day in this revolutionary struggle. Baba Baruti goes on and he talks about how nationalism puts race first. He talks about, because as we have already said, to say nation is to say, and that was the strong message that we delivered last night, to say nationalism means black. So to put black in front of nationalism is, at many times, has become an attempt to continue to attack with our great ancestor Marcus Garvey laid out, to continue to attack what our great ancestor Malcolm X laid out, to continue to attack the great nationalists and Pan-Africanists by trying to demonize the term, by trying to create a culture of fear around the term. And in fact, many of our people, if you have fear in you, you're going to have to get rid of it, because it ain't going to help you when dealing with this goddamn devil. We have no fear of the white man's concentration camp and different laws that keep us subject to being kidnapped against our will and held in these concentration camps. We have no fear here in the warrior class. And because we have no fear, we represent an element of the population of our people. We stand out. We stand out from the everyday average black man, African woman, black woman in this nation. We stand out even so we raise our children to take on the fight, so they stand out. But here in this nation, there is a containment policy that has been put on, and it is a bullseye, a magnifying glass, always on the new Black Panther Party, always on the new Black Panther, always on the Panther. It is an extension of the war on the people. The white man thinks that if he can attack the strong, those that stand out, those are the warrior class, and he may try to create fear, as he did on the plantations during chattel slavery. He finds, and we know, that that is not working. We're seeing that every day that the fearful niggas, they find themselves at the will of a generation who doesn't care for fearful niggas, a generation who doesn't want a orthodox religious teaching, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Judaism. They want a black God. They want a black nature. We find today that the ignorant nigga is at the fourth of a generation who doesn't think about trying to be the cracker, who doesn't find themselves trying to emulate what the white man does. We find that even more so than ever, this generation is the one that is copied, is the one that is replicated over and over again in a system that makes a mockery of it, that highlights the negatives of it, but does not highlight the positive struggles, how this generation has broken the seal in many ways on the ancient knowledge and wisdoms and things of that nature, but it comes from the generations before. We live in a time today where we are raising the generation who are going to deal in the wars of Armageddon. We can't play. Cannot play around. Delicate minds of the African children. We're going to find ourselves in trouble. We cannot tell the lies that have been told to us. We will find ourselves in a worse hell than today. We got to be real, up front. We have to teach the children about the wicked evils of the enemy, and don't tell them that we are all the same and we should be kind to everybody. And all of the nonsense, and all of the fairy tales, and showing the illustrations even of the fairy tales. We have to create a mentality of a warrior class that will come up from this one, and will deal with the sovereignty of a black nation that we will solidify today. We're not counting lifetimes on this. We know that this is not an overnight struggle, but we are not counting lifetimes. We say in this lifetime, we are witnessing the fall of America. In this lifetime, we're seeing that the apocalypse is right here in the open. This is the war of nation, the black nation, versus the white nation. We are a nation. We are a nation. We are a stronger nation when we take into account all of those black people across the African diaspora. We are even stronger when we take into account the genius that exists in our already nation that we have, but the reluctancy to take physical action to solidify what is really already working for us. Many of the things that have been highlighted, sometimes it's negative. For example, they talk so much about how this generation is so defiant to the past generation. Well, how could that be so? Dr. Amos Wilson talked about the fact that many of previous generations have not done enough to be able to tell the next where to go. And we have to be honest with ourselves. How can we lead somebody if we're gone? No goddamn way. So many times he talks about how the generation under looks at the generation above as simply, what have you done to give me opportunity? What have you solidified? So we do not want our children to be asking that of us. That's what we're saying. We're saying there should be no damn generational gap. And if it exists, it is an illusion. And it is an extension of the damn Willie Lynch curse. Don't let the white man fool you. We're giving this message to the warrior class. All of the warriors across the nation. Those who are willing to make the sacrifice. If we do not go by a strict code of conduct, and we do not go by strict laws and protocols, we find ourselves operating, or we could find ourselves operating, like the white nation. America is a nation that is a nation of anarchists. They do not believe in law. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says that law in America, it is like it has been thrown in the jungle for beasts to carry it out, for animals to carry it out. This is a lawless place, and it always has been that way. There is no normalcy coming, because there never was normal. It always was like this. Maybe some see what many of us have always known, but it has always been destruction. It has always been war, and it has always been white versus black. It has been black versus everything in between and white. All the other races, in many instances, have come together and agree. Go ahead, Sister Christopher. I want to end with family.
No, go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
Okay. Black power. All the other races around the world, they have agreed. They in the end of World War II, the white man had one thing going for him. He had a wicked scientific program called eugenics. I have to say this. But this program, eugenics, did not come from Germany. It came from America. This program used the same birth control protocol, the same grafting protocol, the same abortion protocol, the same throwing the black baby in the water and matching the light to the dark and the grafting of the white man protocol. We got to pay attention. And they have morphed this eugenics program into Planned Parenthood and into the daily laws of this society. There is an open war on black children through medical murder, medical apartheid. It is open eugenics with COVID-19. America and every other nation have come together and agreed that you have to oppress black people to exist as a nation, because there is no nation on this earth but there are no nations on this earth, but the 54 nations of Africa that make up the only continent of this earth that have their own resources and the natural land here that used to be for us, the native black people. Nobody else has the resources we have. So for China, for Russia, for the European nation, for Asia, and for all these nations to survive, they have to kill Africans. This is global politics. It's not rocket science. The white man is moving on trying to save himself, trying to keep the resources he stole from us. And in South Africa or Zambia right now, and it's been for the last few years, You're seeing black people going on the land stolen from them and dragging a damn caveman off of their land. You're seeing African nations kicking Chinese and white folks out of the diamond mines. We either kick them goddamn crackers, the pigs, and all of them out of our communities. We don't talk about being a warrior as some term that you can just think about some kind of fame or some kind of clout that you can use to get a good woman or get a good man, because this is not church. Something you can use as a social call for conversation. This is a warrior. We talking about our lives. We're on the line when we were in that house in Atlanta. And we didn't really know, nor did we really even think about the fact that that could have been our last day. Because you can't think about it in the thick of it. You got to think about where your head is. If it's not showing in the window, you got to think about if you are in a position to where a bullet won't fly and take you out. These are the lives of warriors that we be talking about on this broadcast. Folks that come on here and give field reports. We take a strong defense against the disrespect on the warriors. There's so much on our plate. And we ask is for the support of the nation. We are saying that we are a nation. We're saying that you should agree that we are a nation. And we should fight together. We thank those warriors amongst us today. You ask yourself, damn. I heard the brother say when we were doing the live, Sister Crystal, the brother Darren, he said something, and he said, man, that's a unit. Yeah. And y'all ask, why are they so loyal to Sister Crystal? Why? Because by being loyal to the new Black Panther Party is being loyal to the people. It's being loyal to ourselves. We understand this. And it just so happened that this sister has done so much to be able to garner that energy. And she's humble. She don't want to be singled out as the only one. We're taught and we know that this is a collective because in it we know. We know what we do as a collective. But you then can't single her out. You're not going to be able to attack her or attack me or attack King Samir and not face the whole pack of warriors are going to come at you. And those who support us are going to come at you. And by the time we are done with you, don't even got to lay a finger on you. Because by the time we are done with you, you have nothing to stand on. You're just going to be a whisper of the past. And it's happening right now. We're the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We say, Brother Ozone is innocent. And we say, Free Ozone. I want to yield to you, Sister Crystal Blackhawk.
Ooh, yo, Black Power, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know, where's Samir?
Samir said he was just taking notes tonight. He the student, he said, tonight.
Oh, man. You know, I'd be wondering. I'd be ready for that sword to come out. Samir,
I'll believe it right now, though. His mic's still open.
He be coming at like one of them karate moves when the motherfucker got that sword. And they be acting like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They be like, quick, 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 quick. And motherfucker just slide down. Yeah. Yeah, man, my brother O, you know what I'm saying? We've been riding for him. We're going to ride for him, you know what I'm saying? Because he deserve it, you know what I'm saying? Nobody needs to be in this situation. I also want to speak about young brother Spike, you know what I'm saying? AKA Kente Thomas. And this young brother, you know what I'm saying, is being villainized. The media's putting out false information about him as well. He went down, you know, very passionately to go support Brother O. He went down to go promote a fundraiser that the comrades in Florida was putting together, the brothers and sisters that's got the website We Stand With Ozone, part of the Duck Squad, if they call itself. And so he went down to go help them put together a fundraiser that was supposed to take place on the 10th. Well, allegedly, you know, the pigs claimed some things that we believe to be false, but we do know for a fact that they claimed that they were monitoring his social media and arrested him from allegedly
of what he called it, according to the media, they said he was arrested from an anonymous tip, which is a bunch of bullshit. We did check the public record, and the affidavit that the state filed alleges that they detained him because he had a warrant. Now, how could a warrant based off of what they had monitored on social media? This makes no sense. In other words, they're saying they watched something on the social media that he had and issued a warrant. See, this is very dangerous what the state is doing. There's so many layers into what's going on with Ozone's case, what just happened with Spike's case, the way the media and the sheriffs and the police are trying to portray this picture that, you know, black revolutionaries, black militants, New Black Panther Party. In fact, anything black that's not, you know, some docile, we following the system, you know, any black masculine energy, any black energy of our brothers that is coming in this energy of a freedom fighter or a warrior is under attack. And that is really what they're attacking. To say that a black militia is extremist and to try to make it seem like extremist is a term that is criminal. It's all a psychological game, a psychological warfare. But they are taking real life freedom fighters off the street. They're, you know, and we must speak up for them. We must stand and advocate for them. We have had other comrades to be in the same situation who were directly in our formation. King Samir is one of them. Brother Sharif is one of them. Brother Bamani was one of them. Hell, you know, not to the extent that they were had to endure, but even I was taken off the street. Even our chief of staff, our minister of communication, damn near a good majority at one point, our minister of defense, a good majority of us have been targeted falsely by the state and kidnapped. Although our situation, we were able to get bonded out the next day or so. But think about Samir, Sharif. They had to spend, damn it. How long was Samir, how long were you behind bars? Over a year, almost 2 years?
1 year and 4 months.
Yeah, on false charges. Being trapped by informants, false narratives being put out by the media. Y'all know how they try to villainize King Samir, try to make him infamous? Because he said what? Fuck Whitey. And it's still, and they did not, they did all this to Samir. What they thought we was going to be like, oh, no, we quit. Hell no. Not only did we not quit, our brother's still standing. And standing and teaching, being an example of men, of women, not this queer, punctified, assimilated ass shit motherfuckers is trying to push. We all we got, we all we need. At no point in time. Should we lose sight of this? It's funny that Captain said those words when I clicked back over because, I mean, I love y'all. I do. I love the community. But my grandma called. I mean, I got to stop everything because I didn't answer my grandma. Just like if my mama called, I just got to stop. We have to not lose sight of what is important, what is valuable. Family. Do y'all see those pictures of Ozone? You're going to see him either on the front line, suited and booted, strapped up, or with his family. See, that's the imagery that the white man is afraid of. Family, a brother that stands with his family. It stands for his people. Why do they target us? Why do these motherfuckers shoot in the air for an hour and a half, surrounding us constantly when we went to speak of Ozone? Because they want to try to instill fear in us, keep us distracted while we didn't know that they was kidnapping him. I mean, what do you call it? Extraditing him by helicopter. Then the next day when we down there trying to do an investigation, they sent 20 pigs, 10 cars, 20 pigs, fucking helicopter. The next day as we preparing to go stand for justice for Dr. Ali, they shut down the road, barricade the route to the hospital with cops and helicopters behind us speaking up for injustice. Why is the enemy so afraid of us? I will tell you, because we represent those who they can't break. We are a continuation of the warriors, the energy that's always existed. Look what they did to the Panthers in the 60s and 70s. Yet here we come. We know what happened, and we're still fighting for them. Free all our political prisoners. Mamia Abu-Jamal needs to be free. He is an elder. He has been innocent all this time. He's endured so much. Imam Jamil Amin needs to be free. Fetullu Shakur needs to be free. Zumbi Adekola needs to be free. All of our political prisoners who are still behind enemy lines. Jaleel Musta King needs to be free. I wonder. We know it's only going to be inevitable that they're going to come at us even more aggressively. Who will stand for us? The freedom fighter. So when the freedom fighter is attacked, if he's with us or not, Brother Ozone. Even Young Brother Spike, people trying to criticize him. But why didn't you go down there by yourself? Well, why didn't somebody else go with him? We was down there. We left. We'd already timed. You know what I'm saying? So much work to be done. There's so few of us that are doing it. So if you're not in the field, shut the fuck up. If you're not going to put your boots on the ground, shut the hell up. Support those that are. You got this little raggedy-ass man up in Baltimore just sitting in the basement talking shit about people. Just sitting in the basement, yo, behind a computer. Talking shit about people that's in the field. Lying on top of that. Constantly lying. These are the type of elements we're going against. Coons of that degree. If it ain't the crackers, it's the coons. But you're not going to be able to stop us. You're not going to break our spirit. Only thing you're doing is embolden us even further. And this is the message. This is the vibe. Go to Justice for Ozone, Justice number 4, Ozone.com. Give a contribution. Go to WeStandWithOzone.com. Go to MBPP.org. You know what I'm saying? Send a contribution to all of them. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday night. You know what I'm saying? Half the money you're going to spend on drinks and weed, send it to the movement. You know. Join. Get involved. That's all I'm going to say every time I get on here. We're going to give you some info about what's going on in our black nation. We got a report that we're going to be bringing you tomorrow night of something horrific going on in Baton Rouge that's been revealed in Baton Rouge yet again. We're going to have our comrades come on and give you a full report. Give everybody a full report. It's so much to do, but it's all good.
We also have Mama Shahrukh Ali on tomorrow.
Wow, that's right. Tomorrow night. That's right. Come on, Samir. I'm passing the mic to you. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I'm just going, I mean, man. The Warriors class is built for those who got balls. at this level, see, let me say this, y'all. I'm a retributionary. I'm not going to say I've surpassed the level of revolutionary, because revolution is the objective. Retribution is the penalty for the motherfuckers who fucked up the objective. I'm about the complete annihilation and destruction of the entire white race, white culture, and white supremacy. And if we say that we are a member of the new Black Panther Party, then our focus, our aim, our purpose, our goals, our objectives, our fucking fantasies should be nothing more than about the true sovereignty of African people all over the globe. Many of you niggas got homies who commit treason right in your face, in your cipher, every single day. Well, I remember the Trenton Police Department had a program back in the 80s and the early 90s called Weed and Seed. Weed and Seed. Talking about no goddamn sour diesel, no purple haze. I'm not talking about none of that at this moment. The weed I'm talking about is the motherfucking uprooting of you treasonous bastards. The uprooting of you treasonous bed witches. See, this is why I didn't want to say nothing tonight, because I knew I'm going to have to pull this damn belt off. But we got to start dealing in the weed and seed program. Because I don't give a damn how crisp your BDU uniform is. I don't give a damn how many clips and bullets you got in your motherfucking guns. I don't care about how sharply pressed your beret is. I don't give a fuck about how shiny your goddamn raggedy ass, still smelling like fresh leather having ass boots. I don't give a damn about none of that. Because at the end of the night, motherfucking agents can wear shiny boots. The motherfucking agents can wear crisp uniforms. You dig what I'm saying? Actions behind that of what we speak. And when I saw, I had to go down memory lane a little bit, and I saw the pics of us, Chairwoman, and Jenna. And I said, damn.
Yeah, I saw those. I saw those.
We've been battling this sucker.
For a long time.
Yeah. Here it is 13 years later and we still giving them hell. So what does that mean to y'all? What does that mean to y'all? We ain't in this for no motherfucking likes. We ain't in this for no goddamn views.
It wasn't even no Facebook back then.
Man, listen, Facebook was just really getting started. Real raw. Mm-hmm. Facebook was just getting started.
What's the new thing they doing? They clickbaiting and clout chasing.
Man, listen. We cracker chasing and you know we clout chasing. We cracker chasing. Huh? We didn't chase the Klan out of Philly. We didn't chase the Klan out of Trenton. We didn't chase the goddamn Klan out of Virginia. We done fucking dealt with the Megan Williams situation, which I can't go into too much detail about, but just know it was the new black motherfucking Panther Party that handled that situation and got Megan Williams free. So I can go on down the damn list. Something, you better check our motherfucking resume. Black Power.
You better check our resume. Let's keep on going down. You know what I'm saying? He stopped at the Mason-Dixon line in Virginia. Let's keep it going down. We've been checking them in Florida. We've been checking them in Louisiana, in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, South Carolina, North Carolina. What else we been to? Damn, we had to even go all the way to Indianapolis. Mississippi. Oh, Lord, Mississippi. How many times? Oh, God. How many times? You know what I'm saying? And, again, which goes back to the statement that was read from Ozone. You know, we are really laid-back, chilly, peaceful, God-loving people. You know what I'm saying? But we are disciplined. And we are justice and freedom fighters. We ain't got time for no foolishness. We ain't got time for no niggery. No silly-ass people doing silly things. Don't come with us with that. You know what I'm saying? We don't get paid to do this. We put our money in to make this happen. I repeat. We don't get paid to do this. We put our monies in collectively, some of us more than others, but the principle remains the same. To make this happen, we invest into the liberation of our people. We invest blood, sweat, tears, time, mind, thought, strategies, actual, you know, battle issues, battle fatigue, battle strengthening, you name it. So, and we are operating on a higher frequency, but we are in sync with the Most High. We are being assisted in those ways that we don't even be knowing sometimes by the ancestors, and we are very thankful. But we are not so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good. We tell you all the time, we don't want no fucking tough-ass dummies around us. And we don't want no self-righteous, knowledgeable cowards around us. There must be my eye. There must be balance. I'm here to tell you now, you ain't going to make it. People tell you right now, you come around this plan. If I don't get to you, somebody else going to get to you. And move you around, and then they go. They move around, right? Or they get kicked out or whatever. They go try and start their own thing, and the shit crumbles. And people call us, they doing this, they doing that. Well,
so
you couldn't have the real...
Should I put him out there? Should I do it?
You have the mic, sir.
Should I do it? Should I hit
you
him
have
with?
The mic, sir.
Should I hit him with? We fucking told you so.
Fucking nincompoops. That's a real word. I had to look it up.
Do I need to do it?
Do
we
it.
We fucking told you so. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Goofballs. You know, the motherfuckers don't want to put in no work, but they want to ride on it. See, it's like they want to, you know, we stomping the concrete, got everything rattling. They like, oh, okay, they didn't pave the way. Let me come ride in on their energy. No, fuck you.
They
made it to where it's not, you know, it's not odd to be a freedom fighter. Everybody want to be Black Panthers now. Well, who put in the blood, sweat, and tears to make it so, to continue it? You got people popping up. See, I'm going to tell you what these dudes are doing. They riding off the energy of the ancestors. They got to use a dead person's name to try to validate themselves because they can't stand on their own merit. They can't stand on their own track record. We beat the play and we calling it out. You know, so I want to say there is a lot of disinformation going out, but at the same time, it's a lot of real life information of what's real to do. If you lean to or your spirit pulls you to bootlegging this or to be around half-assed in this, then you need to see what's going on with you. But for those of you who are warrior-minded, who are revolutionaries, who are freedom fighters, who are Black Panthers, who are advocates for our people, who are Black Pan-Africanists, what's the word you just said? Retributionists. You know what I'm saying? This is the right vibe to be with us. You know what I'm saying? The record is clear. People talking about, oh, you know, it's just like, I want to put it like this, in the music business. You ever see when somebody got to come out with a compilation album where they got to bring in this and that because they can't stand on their own? And then, you know what I'm saying, a compilation album, you know, you might play it. It might be cool for the moment. It's not going to be a hit for long. It's not going to go through the annals of time. But those who were unique, those who were true to themselves, those who were truly talented and gave they self, you know what I'm saying, people want to, then it switched up, so they started wanting to have features. Oh, if I'm a no-name brand, let me get somebody that's got a name for them and have them featured on my shit to make it. That still really don't work. That still really don't take you far, right?
Right.
Only those artists who are unique, who are sincere, who are real, who got a sound, a talent, who stand on their own, those are the ones that we remember timelessly. Timelessly. Mary J didn't have to come out with no whole bunch of peoples and jump on everybody else's shit. Or Tupac, he's timeless. Or Biggie, they are timeless. They was in their own lane. Or business, you know, industry. Let me give it to you in any business. You know what I'm saying? You want to bootleg what somebody else is doing. You watch and see what somebody else is doing. Then you go try to bootleg it. You're never going to get the results of the real deal. So why not just be 100? Why not be with the 100? You know what I'm saying? Those who are solid. You know,
that's like a motherfucker.
We have people.
That's like a bunch of motherfuckers who think they can rap getting together and coming up with the name Wu-Tang Clan.
What? What that mean? I know we had people with the Wu-Tang. I was talking about, but they not the real Wu-Tang.
Right. Like, yo.
Yeah, Wu-Tang already came out. Now they gonna say they not the Wu-Tang Clan. They the Wu-Bang Clan. Almost the Wu-Tang. The People's Wu-Tang Clan.
The new Wu-Tang Clan.
They the People's Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, come here.
They the People's Wu-Tang Clan.
I told y'all I didn't want to say it.
It's gonna have the Wu-Tang logo, you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna have like a little thing on top. People. Oh, shit. I'm done. They're dead.
Yo, man.
Let's bring it on back down. Let's humble it on back. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring it on. But it's real, though. Let's keep it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, often imitated, never duplicated. Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all, comrades. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I was looking at those pictures, too, last night and today. I'm looking at Bobby on there. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at me. I'm looking at Dashaun. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm looking at the people, the energy young sis on there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can come we grown. We had really grew up in this movement.
We have a timeline of work.
Yeah.
Point blank period. We have a timeline of work that can be shown and proven at any given time, any given moment. We have a history of work.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a whole bunch of rapping and yapping, man. We got a fucking resume history of work. And that speaks for itself. It speaks for itself.
Right.
So now you got to match the work. Fuck all the lyrics. Fuck all the lectures. You got to match our work.
Yeah. Yeah, they try to usurp it. They trying to usurp our work. They thought they were going to try to come bully. They thought they were going to come try to bully it.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to try to bully it. I got all my peoples together. Everybody that y'all kicked out, you know what I'm saying? We all came together. Man, shut up.
And look at them.
And we showed up anyway. And we showed up and looked them right in the eye. And they had
now
to call the police.
They got nothing to say. Nothing.
We was threatened. Still showed up. You know, here it goes. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it's the enemy, the European, what are they still worried about right now? Why are they still being so aggressive? Is it that the fact that our people are rising up and see what time it is? That they so thirsty that they have to do these false narratives and pump up these weirdos that's attacking us? Or because the people can see what's going on. People are stepping up. Our people are shaking off fear and paying attention to what time it is. And we would be, you know what I'm saying, remiss not to continue to politicize and to continue to engage and galvanize the masses, the hearts and minds of the people. We still serve the people. We still got community programs. We love our people. We still are black nationalists. We pro reparations. We're pro-Africa. Samir is still teaching y'all every week survival tactics, survival training. Queen Amina and the Baton Rouge chapter, them are by far blazing with their humanitarian efforts, with feeding the people and bringing fans to the people. And, you know, the comrades in the booth, the comrades all over the country are doing a lot with very little. So why not step up more, brothers and sisters, if you're listening? We don't just do this broadcast for entertainment purposes. We don't do it for entertainment purposes at all, although it might be entertaining because, you know, there's a bunch of characters on the line. However, this is a political education platform. This is a warrior's class. Support your freedom fighters. Become a freedom fighter. You know, hands off Ozone. Free Brother Spike. You know, let's get some justice for all these cases we're dealing with. Corey Garrison in New Orleans. What's the brother's name? Somebody hit me up from Baton Rouge and push the number one. so we can get an update on what's going on down there. Ronald Green still needs justice. Trayvon Pellerin still needs justice. Hell, Trayvon Martin still needs justice. Zimmerman never seen a day in jail. The pigs that murdered Tamir Rice. All of these cases. All of these cases. Black Power, Brother Larry, get the people an update on this case that you called about last night. That we getting ready to start launching a attacking campaign on. Go ahead, Black Power.
Black Power, people. Thank y'all again for, you know, holding down as usual, motivating and teaching. So, Shauna Robinson, in 2013, the police came into this house right here in North Baton Rouge on Flag Street. They came to this house. I think it was serving a warrant and whatnot. And so then, as the BRPD does, and they had that, they so infamously done time and time again, instead of just arresting him and having this day in court, they decided they wanted to be judge, jury, and executioner. So not only one cop, but multiple cops. One named Drew Big Head White beat this brother to bloody death pretty much right in front of his family in the house on Flag Street. Now, obviously, we know how the pigs act. They gonna lie, lie, lie until the end. They beat him to death, and what they said was, what they told in their report was that he swallowed crack to hide it, and he choked on it and died. But the pictures just surfaced after the family fought for years and years. The local organization here, they found out what was happening, and they found the pictures on accident, and they posted them. The pictures were so horrific. If you've seen the Ronald Green pictures, those are damn horrific, but these here are just as horrific as those were. And since then, they've been pulling the campaign to get this this cop, they call him Big Head, here in Baton Rouge, arrested. Now, he was cleared by the Office of Bill of Rights because they believe he was telling the truth, and they're going to cover up to each other because the pigs don't take care of the pigs. And so the NAACP got with the mother, and they've been campaigning on doing the paperwork and, you know, calling out the pigs and everything like that and trying to get him arrested. Now, everyone knows Big Head and who he is. Everyone in the South and all over Baton Rouge, all the heinous shit he's been doing, speak up. It seems like our black voices don't get heard. But everyone knows the kind of shit that BRPD does, and now it's getting light shed on it. So right now, last few weeks, they went down and marched down from City Hall into downtown Baton Rouge. They were trying to make noise. And last week, they went down to the BRPD station, BRPD station on Highland Road, not the one on Airline, but the one on Highland Road, which is another big one, and, you know, making some noise in the evening time. Now, we didn't get word. I didn't get word until Sister Amina, the National Minister of Communications. You know, you can't get nothing past her at all. You know what I'm saying? She has the biggest heart, and she has her eyes open, because she cares for the people. So she sent me a live that another ally that we have here in Baton Rouge, they went live. They were down there with another formation, and they were down there at night at that BRPD. That is not only not a great tactic, but that is dangerous because the family was on the front line. They had the other formation. They had flags and everything like that. And I'm like, hold on, what is going on? Putting the people in harm's way. And obviously, they, you know, you know how they try to slight us here in Baton Rouge sometimes, and obviously they do. You know, I let the people that was with them know. I said, hey, that is dangerous. Y'all, you know, saying y'all be careful. People was asking me after the fact. He said, hey, the Panthers were out here. Where were you at? I said, I didn't get the call. I didn't even know about that. I know they were going somewhere, but I didn't know they were going to the BRPD. And since, you know, saying the reputation that, you know, this formation has, as people have heard on this call already, you think that people would want to call up and say, hey, look, we need to contact the Vanguards because this is some serious shit. And obviously they don't know what's going on. I think it's some kind of pity-pat game for some reason. They think it's a Facebook paperwork game, but they don't understand the dangers that they get in. So right now they're trying to put pressure on the pig administration down here to try to arrest this cop. And obviously he's still on the force riding around and whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying, they're just trying to get it done that way. But, you know, you don't want to put the people in danger. We don't put the people in danger at all, and we don't put ourselves in danger. We don't do no silly shit like that. And I understand that from a military standpoint and from a people standpoint. So that's what's going on right now. Trun Robinson, justice for Trun Robinson is going on right now. And now since, you know, we all know, you know, the dangers they're putting people in, we're going to discuss and, you know, get involved and whatnot and, you know, let them know that we behind them. And I talked to the mother today and let her know that, you know, nobody has been ignoring and what's been going on. It's just that, you know, freedom fighters have a lot to do around here. And we're the ones that are in Baton Rouge. Sister Amna has been diligently and continuously, and you know, for years, feeding the people, taking care of the people, back to school program. You know, Brother Riddell here has been, you know, consistently in the trenches, you know, taking care of the people, clothing them, you know, giving them food items, giving them a housing items and everything. So they know who to call. It's just that people don't want the real because they don't want to hear what really needs to happen. So we're going to take care of business like we need to take care of it. Appreciate Brother Catholic getting the insight and Sister Amina giving the go ahead to go and, you know, do what needs to be done. So we're going to take care of business here in Baton Rouge. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Laramie, Brother Knowledge, and Black Power for the Baton Rouge chapter of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And as the brother stated, you know, time and time again, you know, the work is done out there. And like you said, like we talked about, you know, yeah, you know, people going to do these, you know, backdoor tactics, but we just stay focused on the goal, which as King Samir stated, the revolution. You know, that's the end game. With all of this is going on. When we see them pictures that's released on our brother from Six Shit, man, it brings into mind retributionary. What we have to deal with in this nation, nobody should ever raise the question on our self-defense, and we have to defend ourselves by any means necessary. Whatever we have to use, we should be willing to use. We've been saying for years, and we will continue to say, in the midst of the escalation of the war in this country, we should arm ourselves. We should arm ourselves, and we should learn how to use such weapons. We shouldn't point the weapon at nobody. We shouldn't be playing around with the weapon. It's not a toy. It is a weapon. It's what it is. It is used to defend oneself against an attack, right? For every attack, there's a defense. For every offense, there's a defense. The offender is the American white man and the pigs, and the defenders should be the black nation. Many times we find that defense is stifled by fear that is bred from this society. We have no fear here in the warrior class. And what we see with these damn pigs, we telling everybody right now, arm yourself or harm yourself. Not just arm yourself with weapons, a physical weapon, but arm yourself with the knowledge and wisdom to deal with the many situations that occur in this nation. Before we close out, I want to, King Samir, could you let the people know when and where they can listen to the Survival Series? Would you please, brother?
Yes, sir. You can tune in, Black Family, every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Do the Knowledge Radio on YouTube. And you can also tune in to the Survive or Die, Inc. Survival Training Class Sessions that are held every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Do the Knowledge Radio on YouTube. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m., every Saturday for the live survival training class, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Do the Knowledge Radio on YouTube.
Black Power, Black Power, King Samir.
And we say this because we understand how important it is that we understand survival from a militant perspective. We have to say this as we close this broadcast, as we've been saying throughout this broadcast for the time that these crimes have been happening. At that time, we have said and we will affirm every day through our actions and in standing up for justice and the freedom of Brother Ozone. You can support our brothers and his legal defense, because he's going to need it dealing with this damn beast. You can do it at justice4ozone.com. You can also do it at WeStandWithOzone.com. Support the new Black Panther Party. Do it through Cash App. Send the Cash App $BlackPowerDollar. I want to end with some words from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Fall of America on Chapter 22, which is called Savagery of America on page 99, and I'm quoting from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, there is no such thing as law and order. The law is disregarded as though it were thrown in the jungle to be carried out by savage beasts, murdering, killing, robbery, raping, and drug addiction are the only law and order that is respected. It has become such a country that the civilized man of intelligence and decency is afraid to walk the streets of the vast towns and cities of America. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says he would be more secure in the jungles around and in the midst of the wild beasts than to be walking around in the streets of these great cities in America after night. He goes on in the chapter called The Destruction and Fall on chapter, it's 40, and he talks about it on page 170. And so powerfully, I quote from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, he says, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now, without a doubt, in process. When we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man, for the world of the black man has yet to come in. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. Here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It's no secret. It's obvious to the eyes that are open. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be failing ourselves. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says this refusal to see is full-heartedly, is foolhardy, for regardless to how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. The destruction and power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man is coming from Allah. It's coming from God, the creator, in the past history of the world, of the white man. There never was a time of destruction of his world like the present time. It is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. The white race has not tried to do the right thing. The doing of justice would have checked the fall, but America was never willing. And even at this hour, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, she is not willing to do justice by those whom she has mistreated. You have been live here tonight with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You've heard from myself, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katiz Sadiq. We thank all of our callers tonight. You heard from our National Chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, our Deputy National Field Marshal, King Samir Shabazz. You heard from Brother Knowledge out in Baton Rouge, down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You live every night. Call in 718-664-6398. Tune in tomorrow night. We will be joined Saturday night by Mama Sharadar Ali, great author and great activist and strong protester for the balance of the black family. We will have our sister on tomorrow night. You can go nowhere.
I just spoke with her 2 days ago. And she's going to bring the pain.
That's right.
She's going to bring the pain. So make sure y'all have your pens, your pad,
right,
your side chicks, or your side whoever, because it's going to be a lot of hurt feelings tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Well, we know if I hurt your feelings on this broadcast, there ain't no problem with us. Because really, if your feelings is hurt, then that means we have some work to do. If you feel as though your toes have been stepped on, then that means you're in the way. You know how that works. So we thank you for joining us every night. Continue to support the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Black Power Family.
Y'all must admit, brothers and sisters, that we've lost our name, lost our religion, lost our culture, lost our God, our folkways, our mores, and our norms. And many of us, by the way we act, we have even lost our minds. A people that become so extremely wrapped up to the point of imbalance